This is Dakota Datebook for April 12th. North Dakota remembers World War I. April 6th, 1918, marked the one-year anniversary of America's entrance into the Great War. In many of North Dakota's towns and cities, impressive celebrations were held to recognize the dedicated, patriotic effort that had engulfed the state over the past 12 months. Despite a drizzling rain, Bismarck's parade encompassed every organization directly involved in the war, including the Red Cross and the YMCA. Approximately 100 miners from Wilton, representing the United Mine Workers Union, marched behind a sign that stated, "Keep the home fires burning with lignite." In Dickinson, over 1,000 people marched in a parade, including the Home Guard and the Ladies' Auxiliary, known as the Bloomer Brigade. Liberty Day, as it was called, was also the launch day of the third Liberty Loan in an attempt to raise a minimum of $3 billion for the war effort. Although there had been bond issues before, this bond drive was different in that now there was American blood being spilled on the battlefields of France. It took men and money to win the war and bring the boys home. So across the state, it was not a matter of attempting to raise money. It was a race to see who could fill their quota first. To provide Americans with a clearer understanding of the battlefields in France, the Federal Reserve conceived the idea of touring 34 trophy trains. Each unit would consist of two flat cars to display machine guns, cannons, and other heavy ordnance, a coach car to display smaller artifacts and documents, and a sleeper car to provide lodging for soldiers, veterans of the front lines, who explained the exhibits. Melvin Gilmore, curator of collections for the State Historical Society, had conceived a similar idea. Gilmore amassed an array of artifacts from the war zone to exhibit in the Historical Museum in the basement of the Capitol Building. Notable among these artifacts was a collection from Lieutenant Sidney G. Mason from Buffalo, North Dakota, who was an ambulance driver on the battlefields. The artifacts consisted of a French helmet, as well as gas masks, ammunition belts, and cartridge clips from both sides, and a belt for an aerial machine gun. There was also a French signal pistol used to shoot flares at the start of an attack, sending men over the top. Gilmore's collection also included many war posters and documents. It was an impressive and very popular exhibit. Many of these artifacts are currently on display at the North Dakota Heritage Center. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.